The word to nourish us, God's word to strengthen us, is from the gospel lesson. Now these words from Jesus are in the upper room. He's there with his disciples on the night in which he was betrayed, on the night he was taken by force by the Roman soldiers, the night before he died for us. And so he's talking with his disciples. And he says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life. And as you do, I want you to think about the physical nature of your life right now. And what we need. We always say that we need clothing, food, and shelter. We need those as essentials. But there's something else that we need that is very essential to our lives. And that is friends. We need people around us. You know that during the COVID and post-COVID years, they're saying, the experts are saying that you need to have this circle of friends around you so that you're able to look past everything that's happening. I was thinking about this yesterday as I was beginning to study for this morning. While on the treadmill at Anytime Fitness, we go there most days, got a text. And the text kind of startled me because I didn't have my glasses on for one thing, so I couldn't see. But it said, "Scott and Karen, it's so sad that I tell you that Paul breathed his last." And I'm going, wait a minute, this is going to be a scam. Our son Paul, he's very much alive as far as I know. So after I got done with the treadmill and I was sitting down, I read the text in full. "So sad to tell you that your friend Paul died. Thank you for being our friend. We haven't seen this couple for the last couple years, even though they lived in Rochester." Paul was a unique individual because he reached out to other people. He was a friend to those others. He was a pastor of the ALC and ELCA, who I met years ago in Grand Forks. And then our paths crossed again when Karen and I moved to International Falls. Paul and Evie moved to International Falls 4 months, 5 months later. And he called me up. He said, "Scott, I want to introduce myself. I'm Paul Baker. I'd like to have coffee with you." And I said, "Paul, I've already met you." There was this long pause on the line. And then he said, "Where?" And I told him. He said, "It's kind of cloudy and seeing so many people, he didn't remember that." But we became closer friends. And he was a reader of mine for my doctoral thesis. And he put in different insights that I needed to correct and everything. But he was that kind of friend that I needed during that time. A friend to lean on, a friend to help me, a friend that was one who didn't care I was Missouri Senate. But he was a dear friend, both he and his wife. But we've got something more precious than a physical friend. The precious friend that we have is Jesus Christ. for the love that he has for us. A love that's strengthened for us through his life, his suffering, his death, and then his glorious resurrection. Now, just thinking back a little bit to the epistle lesson, and I want to test your knowledge, if you heard this, from verses 7 through 11, do you realize how many times John wrote the word love? In those four verses, he wrote the word love 11 times. He was sharing the love of God and Jesus with all his hearers, with you and I. Because we need to have that love. We need to have that love of God and Jesus Christ in our lives because we're filthy people. Yes, we're filthy people because we sin. Paul says in the book of Romans, he says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Each and every one of us has sinned. We're greedy, we're jealous, we're envious, we're kind, as Isaiah says, we're filthy rags, all in our sin. And so we need a Savior. We need someone who come close to us and tell us that we are loved no matter what, to forgive us our sins, to lift this up and encourage us. And that person is Jesus. The Jesus who walks with us every single day of our lives. And he comes to us in word and sacrament to share us and share with us that love that lifts us up, that encourages us, and enables us to continue on in our lives, because God calls us very precious, valuable children of God in Christ. This is the thing that God calls us. He says, we are children of God, and we're children in Jesus. And so he lifts us up to these words. Jesus himself tells his disciples that he is their friend. Jesus tells us in those words that he is our friend as well, because he has chosen us. The next few words in verse 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I chose you to bear fruit, fruit that will last. So you see, Jesus gathers us together to hear his word, to know that we are those precious people and that we are given a purpose in life. Sometimes we wonder about that purpose. Sometimes we wonder what God has in store for us and what we're going to do. More than 50 years ago, I thought that it was going to be in the medical field. A doctor friend of mine came up to me and said, Scott, you got a great bedside manner. You should become a doctor. I said, Dr. Boyer, you know you've got to go through all those classes. You got to take all these things. He said, don't worry. We'll be right there with you. Well, I didn't even take the first step before I failed the first class and then stayed away from another class. Kind of not really in tune to everything. But God had a different plan for me. And so God has plans for each and every one of us. And he says in Jeremiah, I have plans for you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. This is our gracious God who in love has plans for each and every one of us. Plans to be his servant. Plans to be his disciple. plans to be his witness in this world of darkness, this world of evil, this world that many people now would label it as hopeless. But we've got other visions. God gives us a vision of hope. God gives us a vision of purposeful living. God gives us this insight that he has and those plans for us. Plans in this world. Plans with our lives. Plans to use us. To use our words. To use our help. To use our lifting up. You know why we have visitations at funerals? And I like visitations in the evening before the funeral. You know why we have these visitations? So we can go and lift up someone else. That we can go and help others. To be a friend of others. Before Karen and I were married, and this happened in 1972, October 1st of 1972, I had an aunt that died. I was picking up my uniforms from Will Call Ambulance because I was going to start a new job the next day, October 2nd. And the dispatcher said, "Scott, do you have family on 10th Street?" I said, "Yeah. My Uncle George and Aunt Lee." "Well, we just sent the ambulance up there." Boy, you know, it's just like that text yesterday morning. It kind of made me flutter and my heart up and everything. And so I found, Karen was shopping, so I found her. We went up and sat with George for 3 hours before his son could come down from Aurora to Duluth. And George looked at both Karen and I when we left. He says, "Thank you for being here. I'm going to be at your wedding." And we walked out and we said, "Ah, really? Oh, I don't think so." Guess what? George was there. And he said, "Because you were there for me, I'm here for you." This is what a friend means in Jesus. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." Jesus calls upon us to come to him as his close friends. Receive the strength, receive the encouragement, receive what he has for us, the acknowledgement and the assurance of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. This is what our Lord and Savior has for us, to reach out to others who don't know Jesus or who have kind of went by the fringe, need to be encouraged and helped as their friends. In Christ's holy name, amen.